On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes,
we will be tasting and discussing the following beers and their doppelgangers from Asahi Group Holdings via Beer Perona. Is the Asahi Super Dry Japanese Lager and Asahi Super Dry 0.0 non-alcoholic.
I like how he reads worse than I do.
From AB InBev, the Stella Artois Euro Pale Lager and the Stella Artois 0.0 NA Lager. From Heineken, we have the Heineken Euro Pale Lager and the Heineken 0.0 NA Lager. From AB InBev again, from Grupo Modelo, si señor, is the Corona Extra Mexican Lager and the Corona NA Lager.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Hey there, welcome to another sud segment where we don't care if your SRM score is 1 or over 40. We welcome you all to this show. Yay. And if you exactly get that joke, you're extra cool and you're very
kind of low
here
on the pasty side of things. Like a 3.
I'd say Julie is a 1.5, maybe 2.
Ah. Yeah.
My nice left forearm is probably a 7.
Depends if it's direct light.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mike's a ginger, so he's going to be a 4 to 5.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. Well, I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today is good old boy Mike.
Well, you know, when I wanted to grow up, my SRM number wanted to be like 8, but, you know, I'm still just like a 4.
You're a work in progress.
Yes.
Nice. Good old boy Dave, hello.
God almighty, I'm not part of this.
But you are.
I know.
You so are.
I'm fighting it, but it's... a losing battle.
It is, yes. Well, it is way too hot to be outside, even at 9 p.m. So you know what that means. It's
summertime.
Exactly. And since it's too hot to go outside and do, you know, stupid things, we might as well stay inside and enjoy another installment of our long-running series called...
Summer of questionable decisions.
I shake my hips just a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, when Netflix come calling, I'm absolutely going to sell that sound clip for millions and millions of dollars.
You should.
As long as I get $1 million of there those dollars. All right. So.
Well, good old boy Dave, this all came from your evil little brain. Singular, not again. Plural. So why don't you tell us what
four,
we'll be
six
tasting?
Brain cells?
You know, my brain may be a little, I mean, evil, but it's not. Wait, you know what? Whatever. So especially in the summer when it's hot. God, you guys suck. Especially in the summer when it's hot. A lot of people go to the grocery store and pick up a 6-pack of their favorite macro lager. But more and more these days, consumers want non-alcoholic drinks. Idiots. In response to that trend, many breweries are making NA versions of their most well-known brands. Today, we'll be blind tasting 4 well-known macro or big, for those of you who don't speak Latin, lagers, and alongside each one, their non-alcoholic doppelganger. To see what to see not only if we can tell the difference, but could they potentially be better? Good old boy Mike, tell us what the macros we'll be trying today are.
We will be tasting and discussing the following beers and their doppelgangers from 1 to 5. And here are those products now. From Asahi Group Holdings via Beer Perona is the Asahi Super Dry Japanese Lager and Asahi Super Dry 0.0 non-alcoholic.
I like lager. How he reads worse than I do.
It's just, you know, just that one word. From AB InBev, the Stella Artois Euro Pale Lager and the Stella Artois 0.0 NA Lager. From Heineken, we have the Heineken Euro Pale Lager and the Heineken 0.0 NA Lager. From AB InBev again, from Grupo Modelo, si senor, is Corona Extra Mexican Lager and the Corona NA Lager. So thing that I would tell you as a frame of reference is go back and listen to a prior episode that we had that we did a blind tasting on, which is called Do Canadian Geese Drink Canadian Beer?
Yes.
Which we won a stellar award for that episode. Our producers both were found that this was an excellent audio program. So, which featured a blind tasting of all the beers in it were non-alcoholic, and none of us figured that out. They were all Canadian beers.
There was only one entry that year, so
that award.
But we've also, they could go back and listen to another episode, which I don't know the name of, where we blind tasted a dozen or so macro lagers. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So
we've had all these beers before.
I like the continuity of stupidity. That's what I like the most about this.
And we are consistent in our stupidity.
Nobody's
aren't we?
Dumber than
Dave,
us.
No. Of all of the little brains, you're my favorite.
Oh,
yes. You made me feel so special.
That's so sweet.
Suck up.
Okay.
All right.
So we're going to be tasting these products on the fly and giving our tasting notes, rating them from 1 to 5.
I literally have a cup 1 and 2 in front of
as
me.
As we go.
Nothing.
And some of these have already collected flies, so that's even better.
Better, right? Okay. Yes. So
flavor crystals.
I know the difference between the alcoholic and non-alcoholic beers, but my two wonderful co-hosts have no idea.
You know what's funny is when you said, I know the difference between the alcoholic and the non-alcoholic, I could see you looking at me and then kind of looking at Mike. And I was like, I don't know if you could tell the difference.
So for our first pairing.
Yes.
The one that I have in the second glass has a lot more body and flavor to it. I'm going to say that is the real deal beer.
So is that number one or number two?
Number two.
Man.
I'm declaring number two is the beer.
Are these even the same thing? Like, sort of?
Hmm.
See, I almost wonder if they're trying to trick you.
Into putting a lot more sugar and body in the
beer. Like, where they're like, well, we put all this extra stuff in there that we didn't ferment out.
We put alcohol in one beer. We put flavor in a different beer.
Yeah.
Keep up with the
program. So which one do you think is the NA beer?
Number two.
I agree. Yes. I think number two. I think they put all the flavor in the NA
beer. And the alcohol in number two. Correct. Yeah. Number one tastes washed out. So a very common technique of actually removing alcohol to beer is to boil it out. That is probably the most common method that most brewers are using. And, you know, when you do that, you basically lose not only alcohol, you lose a lot of flavor, body, you know, a lot of underpinnings of sugar, which definitely usually reduces calories in addition to reducing.
Okay. So before we go further, of the Corona, Heineken, Stella, and Asahi, first off, which four of those pairs do you think this is?
Oh,
that's good.
That's a little tougher. Well, this is fairly dry, so, you know, I'm gonna stick, this is the Japanese beer.
All right, you think okay. she went in order? You think this is
no. the side? This is, but okay, he's right. One, yeah. He's right. This is the Japanese beer.
Oh.
So this is Asahi.
Which was actually made in Italy, so eh.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, and he thinks the alcoholic beer
is number two.
Number two, and the okay. NA is one. And okay. just for...
And do you think the same thing, or do you think something different?
I'm going to just create some drama. I'm going to... Well, you've already said it's Asahi, so I can't go against that. But I'll say the opposite, that the alcohol beer is one, and then NA is two. Because I think they pump some extra flavor into that NA beer.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. Well, what would you rate these, first of all?
Yeah, they're both a two.
Have to do the reveal and rating after. Yeah. But yeah, I would rather rate it before a reveal. We'll do this after the break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after the break.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. You are here with us for another summer of questionable decisions.
Aren't you sorry? Don't you sad?
Or not.
Is it a zero?
So today we're taking four rather popular macro beers.
Lager.
And pairing them with their non-alcoholic counterpart, blind tasted. I know what's going on. The boys do not know what's going on.
Which is normal.
And yeah, they're going to tell me what is real and what isn't real.
Okay. Where is the break on this?
Yeah. Yeah. So in tasting, which one do you like better and what are you rating them out of what we have right now?
I think number two had more flavor, 100%. And I would give it, God, maybe a three.
Ooh.
Just, I don't know, man. Like, it's not great, but I don't know. What do you think, Mike?
Number two is my pick for being a beer. I think it is dead on for a nice dry lager. And I'm going to give it a four.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay. Now, all right. So you say number two is the real beer.
Correct.
And number one is the NA.
That's correct.
All right.
The one, I'm going to say, I don't know what a zero beer is supposed to taste like. So that's a little difficult for within my.
Yeah.
To have. Well, how do you know you've done this well other than the fact that there's nothing in there like flavor or beer or alcohol?
So. I just think number one is like non-offensive. So it's like, I don't have a lot to say bad about it. So
there's nothing there. So
I would give it a tie. I'd say it's a number. It's a three as well.
I'm going to say that I would probably give the one cup of one would be a sips rating of two.
Okay. So Mike's four and two. Yes, I'm three and three. So
very non-committal. Thank you,
Dave. So the super dry Asahi, full flavored.
Yeah.
Is number one.
Oh,
wow. And the 0.0 super dry Asahi is number two.
Interesting. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow. And here we are.
So and here we are.
We're rating everything a three because I win.
Is right.
Ooh, wow. I need to record. Say that again so I can get a clean.
No, I think we're good. So, you know, really, number one, definitely half the body that you would see, you know, in the second glass here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think to Dave's point, that may be some way in which they're enhancing, a zero calorie beer is to, they're adding in more body to make up for the absence of alcohol and making it feel a lot fuller on the palate.
Yeah. Sure. I think that's exactly what they did.
Okay. All right. Let's go on to number two. And good job, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, better job by me, but okay. It's kind of skunky.
Yep.
That could
something says time. Heineken.
yeah.
Oh, wow. This is.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking Heineken all the way.
Yeah. Heineken, and I say number one is the real beer.
Okay, well, I am not going. Both of you picked the correct beer. So, yay to you guys.
Okay.
For picking Heineken.
I was going for an unprofessional moment, but, you know.
But do you think that part of the, you call it skunkiness? Do you think part of that is the yeast strain?
No, it's the green glass
bottle. I was trying to be nice.
Well, I will say that these are a lot closer from a flavor profile.
Yeah,
it's the variation between these two is incredibly subtle.
Are you getting something a little? I don't know what it is at the end of number two. Like it's just that's what makes me think it's the NA beer
that shouldn't be there.
Yeah, like maybe it's the absence of something that should be there.
I'm gonna go with number one is the beer and number two is the NA.
Yeah, since Mike agreed with me, I will keep my answers because,
Wait, so you're saying that number one...
Number one's real, number two...
Dave and I are on the same page for this.
Okay.
Yes.
What are you rating number one?
I'm going to give it a 3. It tastes like Heineken all day long. So does number two. You know, I mean, from a taste profile.
Right up to the last.
Yeah, number two. I'm just going to give both of these a 3 from my perspective.
Oh, very noncommittal.
Here, I'm keeping score over here.
Wow.
That means 2 for Juliana, 0 for Dave. Whew, I have a spare room, buddy. Okay. There's no AC in there, but you can sleep in there.
Okay.
I like this.
Before we get to the reveal, okay?
Yes.
The Asahi versus the Heineken. Like, Japanese versus... the
Japanese.
Yeah, the Asahi was better because that... The skunkiness is, it's like you accept it as part of Heineken. Yeah. It doesn't mean it's okay.
You know, every time that I would have a Heineken right now, I'm there's like a Hall & Oates and song that just like jumps into my head, you know.
Man Eater?
No, oddly, that's not it, you know, so.
Okay, I'm just curious. Well...
Yes, man eater. Yes. There she goes.
Oh my God.
She's a man eater. Yes.
Okay. The reveal is as follows.
Oh.
Number one is the 0.
What? Oh,
and number two is the real.
Wow. All right. I'm batting 0 and 2 here. God. Really? Hey, no way.
There's a way.
You made that up.
How did I make it up?
You made it. I don't know.
Rigged.
How did I make it rigged?
So, again, you know, both these beers were incredibly close to each other.
Yeah.
I completely agreed with Dave in terms of the finish that was coming off, you know, the second beer, which was indeed the real Heineken.
Yeah.
It seemed like there was something that was out of balance and like this doesn't belong here.
Yeah.
And I think that became distracting to say, you know, I would expect, you know, Heineken to finish clean and not have something that, you know, is there that shouldn't be there.
Yep. Yep.
And so
I think that's where I got lulled in. It's not that we were wrong. It's Heineken was wrong.
I would, I think the thing that I admire is that how well they have made both of these, where I really don't think that the flavor variations are that you're missing anything between these two.
It's been a long time since I drank Heineken, but I will say this, like, this makes me feel like if I was a Heineken drinker, I could switch to NA.
And you'd be and okay.
I'd be totally fine.
Yeah.
You'd be.
So I think that is really good that they have, and I'm sure the technology is caught up, because remember, like, when O'Doul's was first come out as a non-alcoholic.
Potatoes.
Well, yeah. Right. I mean, and things like that, it sort of was very off-putting, and it was like, there's no way that, like, if I'm not going to drink beer because of calories and or alcohol, I'm just not going to drink beer, you know? But things have apparently gotten a lot better since the days of the dawn of O'Doul's. So that's pretty cool, don't you think?
Or maybe all these beers have gradually been making their beer worse and worse, so that when they make an NA version, it's okay.
We'll be back after this brief interlude.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Here we are for another summer of questionable decisions. And today's questionable decision, we are taking four macro beers that are
Dave more right than Mike.
Well, and also
there's never been
Dave
a question
more
about
right
that.
Than Mike. But anyways, we're taking four macro beers that are very popular, and we're pitting them head to head, the real version versus the non-alcoholic version.
What about the liquidy part? Can you drink the liquidy part?
And you can drink the liquidy part. Yes. The boys do not know what version is what. So this is a blind tasting. They get a glass one, a glass two, and they don't know anything about it. And they have to tell me what is the real and what is the not real.
So girls rule and boys drool.
Of course. As if there was a doubt.
So we had a bit of a nice discussion there during the break that, you know, was, I think, just the evolution of how these products have come around. And so those early NA versions that were available domestically in the U.S. Were O'Doul's and Peroni were probably the most common available NA beers. And, you know, it was interesting that I would encounter friends that we would go out and they just simply couldn't drink alcohol, you know, for a variety of reasons.
Sure.
You know, and they would ask me, they go, well, what's the best NA beer? And I go, well, you only have like two to choose from, man. So, you know, I can tell you all day long.
Yeah.
And I think that the production techniques have vastly improved. So on top of boiling out the, you know, alcohol is the use of a centrifuge that actually separates the water and the alcohol, you know, from the beer itself. And it's an interesting, you know, production process, not cheap, and definitely takes a lot more time and very difficult to maintain the flavor profile for all of these, you know, processes. When you're removing, you know, something, you're going to be removing something else that you didn't intend, you know, basically.
But I think also a lot of it comes down to that the demand for like non-alcoholic versions of beer has been growing. And I think like like you see Athletic Brewing Company, who has basically,
which we've covered here,
yeah, who's cornered the market for American craft beer for as far as non-alcoholic beer goes. Like, they built their process and their recipes and everything they do around making non-alcoholic beer versus taking the recipe or the process for an alcoholic beer, and then removing the alcohol. You know, I think there's a couple of distinctions there, that the market demand has changed the way that people think about making NA beers.
So, the beer's in front of us.
Yes, we are now on to beer number 3.
Super creamy. That's the thing that, you know, first strikes me with this particular beer. And both versions.
Yeah.
By the way, really kind of a little heavier on the palate, definitely, than the Heineken.
The carbonation is different, and and the viscosity on it is different too.
I'm going to guess by process of elimination, this is the Stella.
Yeah, that's because it's. I'm banking on the Corona being kind of skunky.
Yep.
In a different way than the Heineken was skunky.
Okay. That's fair.
The number 2 seems a little sweeter to me, which almost makes me think that's the NA.
because we've been fooled by that the whole time. Mm.
I don't know though, man. Damn it.
I would say that number 1 is NA beer. Number 2 is a real beer.
Wow. All right. We're going to be...
Is that what you said, Dave?
No, I said number 2 was the NA because it tasted a little sweeter.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with that.
All right. So he's going number 1's the NA. I'm saying number 2 is the NA.
Okay.
And we both say it's Stella.
Okay. The Stella is correct.
Yeah.
Well, the Stella is correct.
One thing correct.
What are you going to rate them?
These are a little lower. I think I'm going to say what I thought was a real beer was a 3, and the other one is a 2.
I'm going to go 3 for both. So just more or less 3, but Mike had one little bit of difference. Okay. So we're pretty close.
Now that you know that this is Stella and you've had Asahi and you've had Corona, Heineken.
I still say Asahi.
Asahi still is your number 1. I mean, Stella.
In the flight.
Okay. Right. And yeah. Stella is very popular.
Stella used to be
your go-to.
Dude, I'd go to the grocery store every Friday when payday and get a 6-pack of Stella, and I was living like a king.
No, I mean, I just find that really interesting because I know so many people that tell me that Stella is their jam and nothing can compare. Now, I appreciate the creaminess that you get out of the Stella versus the Heineken, let's say. Like, I could tell the Asahi was, lager, like traditional lager. The Heineken was a little watery, and the Stella was a little creamier, like fuller in flavor.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, if I want a true lager, the Asahi is going to be it. But if I'm wanting something on the creamier side, then Stella would be it.
I think part of what appeals to me about the Asahi is the dryness, in that it is very crisp and clean. I think the Stella is okay. I just think it's, I don't know, it's just not as well defined to me. Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. Mm. Well, the reveal is.
Okay.
Number 1 is the non-alcoholic. Number 2 is the alcoholic.
There you go.
Boo.
There we go.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm batting 1 cool. and 2.
Okay, all right. That's fine.
There we go, people.
Back. All right.
Coming back, folks. Coming back.
I think me and Mike are both 1-1-1.
I would say it's been quite a while since I've had, Stella. And probably without having the product, it would be very difficult to convince me that was a lager. It just, It was so creamy, and I tend to think that the vast majority of lagers are very crisp, and I wouldn't very light, and I would not normally probably use the word creamy with the vast majority of lagers.
It finishes more like
it feels an like ale. It's a halfway house between, you know, between an ale and a lager.
When's the last time you had Stella on on draft?
It has got to be over 15 years.
Yeah,
you know, easily. Yeah,
I need
of those things. Yeah,
I think the next time I go somewhere, I want to try one or two of these beers on draft to see, you know, because I think you get the real character of a beer when you get it out of the keg and through the line. You know,
there's something very distinctive about this next pair,
right?
Woo.
I mean, right?
Vastly different color.
Vastly. Okay. All right. So we know by default that this is
the Corona.
Corona.
Yeah.
Especial.
Yes. The Corona Extra that has been in all the commercials, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Yeah. I think number one is the real deal, and number two is number two. It's got this vegetable. No,
very different.
Are you thinking of the pickle beers?
It tastes like it's got this vegetable soup flavor to me.
Number one, is this segment three or four? Oh, okay. Yeah, we still have a lot more time to chat about this. Mm. All right. I can hem and haw about this.
Yeah,
all right.
Hem and haw.
Well, they're definitely vastly different colors. Number two is a lot darker than number one.
Yeah, yeah, and this is interesting because the other three that we've had are similar colors.
Almost identical, yeah.
Well, we'll be back with more musings in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is a summer of questionable decisions, and our questionable decisions that good old boy Dave has thrown at us today is...
Dun, dun, dun.
Right. He gave us four macro beers that are rather popular from different parts of the world.
Sure.
And he gave us the alcoholic and non-alcoholic versions of those. I know what's going on. The boys do not. This has been a blind tasting of those four macro beers and the non-alcoholic and alcoholic versions. So we have done the Asahi from Japan. We have done the Heineken. We have done the Stella. And now, last but not least, we know by process of elimination that this is the Corona.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And previous... To this one, all of the, both the non-alcoholic and alcoholic versions have been a very similar color to each other.
Yeah.
But this one is distinctively different.
Yeah. So I mentioned that number two is much darker than number one.
It's almost got an orange hue to it versus the light gold of number one.
I am going to go with number one is the beer, number two is the NA.
Yep.
It's the finish off number two to me that is a bit of is there's something that's missing, or I should say overtly bitter, on the back end of number two, and it has a watery, you know, mouthfeel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, it's like, it feels like somebody's taken something out of there. I don't know. But number one is a lot creamier. It seems to be very well balanced.
Someone once said to me that non-alcoholic Corona tastes like second or third runnings from
your mash tun.
Yeah, from your mash tun.
I can buy that. And again, you know,
and that might be how they make it.
The process, you know, here is it is not additive. It is subtracting something away from after you make the beer. And yeah. I think that's what really makes it exceptionally tough to do these and do these well. But yeah, I am going to stick with my instinct here.
No,
number one is the beer. Number two is the NA.
I agree with you. And for me, the number two, it's sort of a vegetal kind of flavor that comes through in the back end. And it's almost
like turnip greens.
Yeah, there's something like, oh my God, like Campbell's soup or something.
Oh, that's,
you know, that's been awful in the can too long.
Something that's just a bitter you don't want in a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, it's just not this hops. weird flavor that makes you think they either did something extra to it or
flavored it up on the back end.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys are absolutely right.
Well, of course we are.
Yes. How about that? I went
number one is two.
Yeah.
So number one is the original Corona. God and number almighty, two.
I'm not part of this.
Right. Number two is the non-alcoholic.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
My count was two and two, Dave. What was yours?
Same.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. But that means, yeah, we're not experts. We just pretend to be.
On TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really fascinating, you know, pairing, and to do this blind. Yeah, I don't know. It really has me thinking how far producing really good NA beers has really come. I really love the Athletic Brewing, you know, that has been introduced to the market in the U.S., you know, over the last 2 years. Really great beers. I have a lot of friends that don't drink alcohol, and they, when they are with me, they bring that along, or I bring it for them, and I feel very comfortable with those. And
I think that's a good one. I think there's the one from Brooklyn. That's a nice NA beer. BrewDog has one that they've done. A lot of breweries are making them. Some are great. Some are Athletic, I agree, is probably, if you're looking for just across the board different styles, because they have stouts, pale ales, they have have some lagers and golden ales and all the different things. I think Athletic is probably across the board. But if you were, Mike, looking at someone who's like, I just want to go to the grocery store, I want to go to Kroger, and if I can't find Athletic, or I don't want to pay because it's a little pricey, if I just want to get a cheap six pack of NA beer and hang out with the boys,
I don't think that you're going to be disappointed with these macro brands. That would probably be what I would do. I think that there are people that make better NA beer. Yeah. But look, if this is your jam, and who knows, maybe you're buying it for a group of people, you know, you're going to a party, you're heading out on the boat, you're going to the lake, you're not really quite sure who's going to be there, and you're just trying to throw something in the cooler. It's like, well, I'm not really quite sure, but maybe, you know, somebody doesn't want to drink alcohol, so, but they, you know, would love an NA beer. I don't think you're going to go wrong with, you know, any of these.
So did we rate the Corona?
We did not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the original one, I would give a 3, but I mean, the other one, I would have to give it a 2 or a 1.
Yeah.
I think that's the only one. And maybe if you stuck a lime in it, it would be better.
Oh, I think it would obliterate the variations between the two.
Yeah.
You know, really hard and quick. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't think you would other than the color, I don't think you would be able to pick out between the Caroni and the NA as soon as you would add a lime wedge. That's cool. Wedge.
Well, then I think you'd be okay, like you said, you know, saying, hey, man, if you know, I'll have an Asahi Dry, get my buddy here an Asahi Zero.
Yeah.
You know, and you'd both have what you want, you know, and you'd be good.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, this is absolutely a super hot topic right now about any, you know, products in general. And, you know, I know we've had some discussion about NA clear liquids like gin and vodka.
Yeah.
And there actually has been some NA whiskey, although I,
What?
But I think that, you know, looking across all of those other NA products, I think you're going to come closer to the real deal with beer, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that. I think the process is there, and you're not having to make as many adjustments or
walk into it thinking I'm missing out on something.
Yeah,
I don't think you should feel like that with, especially with these products. I don't feel like walking away from these flights going, yeah, you know, the real beers are really good, but, you know, the NA ones, I always felt like, no, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think this was a really good episode. And again, like, just showcases how far NA beer has come.
Yeah,
true. Not that any one of us here at the table would necessarily be drinking it.
Nope.
Anyways, well, that's going to do it for today. Good old boy, Mike. Thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for joining us on this episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I'll invite you to go back, check out our back catalog of over 600 plus episodes. And you may capture me at the bar, but definitely not drinking NA beer. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy, Dave. Thanks for being here.
Hey, it's great. Thanks, everybody.
This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.